12. Practice makes perfect. Maybe you got it all wrong about Eloise. I texted Becca from my room after dinner. She responded right away. Becca. Who's Eloise? Me. That's the blonde woman's name. She was over today, and she didn't seem half bad. Becca. You think I was wrong about this person? Becca resent the picture I took of Eloise when she was lurking behind a neighborhood tree. Okay. Point taken. I kept typing. Me. After talking to her, I think she's been acting bonkers about the bracelet because she needs help. Becca. You're the one who's gonna need help if you trust her. She's dangerous. Don't give her the bracelet. Have to go. My dad is FaceTiming me. Be careful. Me. I will. I sighed, toying with the bracelet. It was still warm and glowing, and it felt tighter than it had a few hours ago. There was no use wondering what to do with the bracelet when it clearly wasn't coming off anytime soon. I couldn't even imagine how it would come off. It was almost like a second skin. Cam as me pounded on my door. Addie! Come to my room! I want you to see my performance! I did need to see Cam as me's performance to make sure she didn't make a fool of herself, aka me, at the talent show. I opened my door and followed Cam as me into my old bedroom. Baby Sophie was on her bed, reading a middle school science book. As soon as she saw me, she set the book down. You need to explain to us what the deal is with the bracelet, she said. Right now. I knew it was time. I showed my sisters my wrist. Okay. This bracelet came in a package addressed to me on Tuesday morning. There was a letter in it from a girl named Becca, who lives in New York City. Plus, there was another letter telling me that I could make one wish. So I made a wish, and it came true. I gestured to the three of us. How can that be? Baby Sophie asked, incredulous. There is no such thing as magic. Have you looked in a mirror lately? I don't know what else to tell you. It's real. Wow, Camasmi said. I always knew magic was real. Impossible, Baby Sophie said, shaking her head. I thought so too, I admitted. Until I wished not to be in the middle. And there I was, in Sophie's body. Baby Sophie searched my eyes. Why don't you want to be in the middle? She asked. Because you and Camille get everything you want, I said. I do not, said Cam as me. Mom and Dad make me go to sleep at 7:30, and they won't let me have a pony. Well, Mom and Dad put a ton of responsibility on me, but all I want, Baby Sophie said, is to be me again. I'm sorry, I said. I can't undo the wish. The bracelet won't come off. Can I have it next? Camasmi asked. I told Eloise she could have it next, I said. Who's Eloise? Camasmi asked. The woman who was just here, I said. With the makeup? Camasmi frowned. Oh. Why her? Because she asked. And her kid sister is sick. But anyway, if I don't give it to her, I'm supposed to mail the bracelet to the person whose name appears on the box next. Says who? Baby Sophie asked. Said Becca. Who's Becca? Camasmi asked. Can we please focus on the talent show? I sighed. We can deal with who gets the bracelet another time. It's not coming off yet anyway. Isn't there something else you need to focus on tomorrow? Baby Sophie asked, raising one eyebrow. Oh, right. The makeup math test. I'd totally forgotten. And I'd promised Mom that I'd help Addie prepare for it. We need to get you ready for my math quiz, I told Camasmi, my stomach sinking. I grabbed my Addie's tablet off my old desk. It's tomorrow, after the talent show. Oh, yeah. I heard Miss Frankel say something about that before I took my history lesson nap today, Camasmi said. My heart sank. This wasn't good. How could I possibly teach Kamazmi how to do fifth grade math in such a short amount of time? I looked over at baby Sophie. Can you help us, Sophie? I asked. She sighed through a sly smile, clearly flattered that I asked. Fine. Thank you, I said, handing her my tablet. For the next hour, baby Sophie explained math concepts to us while her little hands clicked their way through multiple choice answers on online practice quizzes. We were in Team Asante mode, heads down and focused. When we were done studying, Kamazmi grinned at baby Sophie. And now I need to teach you the pre-K barnyard bop, she said, for the talent show. Baby Sophie pouted like a true pre-K'er. Do I really have to? Yes, you do. You'll love it. It's the most fun ever, Kamazmi said, handing baby Sophie feather props to hold. My big sister's tiny body deflated as she accepted them. I seriously doubt that. Just do what I do. Kamazmi flapped her arms. Next, she leaped around like she was landing on stepping stones. The girl was walking on sunshine, even with baby Sophie's grumpiness clouding up the place. As best she could, baby Sophie copied Kamazmi's movements, but she waddled instead. I couldn't help it. I started giggling. What are you laughing at? Barked baby Sophie. I bit my lower lip and concentrated on wearing a serious face. I'm sorry. Keep going. No, I won't. She stopped and crossed her arms. This is humiliating. Why do I even have to go through with this tomorrow? Because it's the talent show, Kamazmi cheered. Can't you find a way to switch us back before then? Baby Sophie asked me. If I knew how, I'd do it right now, I said. Wouldn't I? Yes, I loved being the one in charge, having more freedom and my own room. But Sophie had more responsibilities than I thought. And I missed my friends. And I was sad that I would miss out on performing in the show. Why don't you want to do the barnyard bop? Kamazmi asked her sadly. Because she's allergic to fun, I answered. Baby Sophie frowned at me. I am not. I'm just honest about who I am and what I want. Unlike you, you only do what's expected of you. My face flushed. Well, I was honest once, and look where it got us, I shouted, pointing to the bracelet. Suddenly, the doorknob rattled, and we all jumped. What's all this ruckus in here? Asked Dad, coming into the room. I instinctively hid my hand behind my back. We were talking, I answered. More like shouting, Dad said. Come on, girls. It's late. Time for bed. You've not been acting like yourselves at all. Understatement of the year, baby Sophie grumbled as I left my old room.